So here is an example of a creative brief. This is about the brand Red Bull, so to say. If I had to just briefly tell you, so what all it covered, you know, so it has a background and overview. So you remember those 10 pointer, background and overview. America received her wings in 1970s when Red Bulls were introduced to the beverage industry. Red Bull focuses on bringing dynamic energy to all realms of life and blah blah. What is the objective or the purpose of this ad? To expand Red Bull into the older adult market. So now, having tapped the young people, they want to tap the older adult market. So that's why the new target segment. So who's that target audience? So who's that? How do you define that older adult market? So that is the target audience. What is the single most important thing to say? What is that big idea? Get your balls back. So that's a very American style, very upfront. And what are the supporting rationale and emotional reasons to believe? So it's like, you know, why should people believe what you are saying? So Red Bull team has to give those statistics. Red Bull increases the performance, increases the concentration and reaction speed, improves vigilance, stimulates the motivation and makes you feel more energetic. About 5 to 12% of middle-aged people experience a midlife crisis due to energy issue. So Red Bull gives that energy. So that's what example of actual creative brief. Importance of good creative brief. A creative brief has to meet the few criterias, or rather, you know, it has, why it is important, why a sound creative brief is critical. It defines a clear picture of the goal that advertiser wants to achieve, from which identified audience, what to communicate to achieve what communication objective, compel them to try, compel them to take a promotion offer, compel them to repurchase, what is it? Explains the opportunities and the threats. So it really gives them the idea that this new product, this new solution creates what opportunity, or if not doing it, will threaten what. So those aspects will come out, describes the key content. We have covered the entire. So it really a overlapping document. It gives a complete perspective of a guy who never had a pre-market exposure, but sitting and reading it, he gets a complete perspective. Describes the format and proposed activities means it's like a expectation or a visualization of the marketing guy or the advertiser as to what he's looking at, whether he's looking at more online, offline, what kind of thing that he has in mind, whether quarter page ad or start with this thing. Many times it is left to the media planner, so they understand your challenges and they propose various things. But in the brief, the advertiser has to certainly express himself. Okay, what you see in that bubble diagram is again same thing, represented differently. What creative brief contains. So I've explained you the importance. Writing a brief, we continue to understand that importance. Writing a brief is a good business practice because it provides, leads to a better work, better understanding, starts with better understanding. So output clarity is there. Therefore, frequent tussle, frequent to and fro, rejection, acceptance, this thing will not happen. So the time will be saved, the money will be saved, in the sense many ways. That is, time wasted in creating is saved, means the money is saved. And not only that, your clarity that you bring will enable the media planner to give you the best optimal budget based solutions. And it makes the remuneration fairer, in the sense you will ultimately reap the benefit. Written brief acts as a form of a contact between one end the advertiser and the second end the agency, and account planner is a mediator there. Without mutually agreed measurable objective, creative brief has to bring out measurability also. So it has to be very clear. So that measurability part also has to be mutually agreed upon. Remove subjectivity, bring more and more objectivity into that, and performance assessment has to be clearly laid down and agency must clearly accept it. That's the importance of a good creative brief. So now this slide is talking about two stages of creative brief. First is while writing and after writing. So while writing, what has to happen? Here you require a convergent thinking is needed, means very wide aspects needed to be thought through. And you have to bring out together or combining information towards a problem solving. So while you sit for writing, various researches are there to back you up, that marketing people have done it. So you have to consider that you cannot be insulating yourself from that, because that is throwing a light on why the problem has emerged, what the problem is actually, and therefore what you need to do. It uses knowledge and the logic to arrive at a solution. So you have to then think of logically, hey, I have this problem and this problem needs to be solved, for what may be the logical approach to approach that, and then wherein you can bring out with numerous ideas, and then you can probably do the elimination process, etc., before you put your thoughts, because this is a thought which is going to go to the creative guy. After you write a creative brief, again a divergent thinking is needed. So here numerous stakeholders will get part. So your creative brief will be also looked upon by the sales guy, which is within the organization, the senior management, etc. It goes to the agency side, there also people will look at it. So it's a thought process or a method used to generate creative ideas by exploring possible solutions. This thinking occurs, the divergent thinking occurs in a spontaneous, free-flowing manner, such that new ideas are generated. So environment has to be very objective, open, freedom to express. Many times these discussions happen in outbound, this thing, in a very natural environment, etc., so that people are able to think, lose their strings and think. So that's what pre-creative brief, what has to go through, and post-creative brief, when you develop, what has to go through. That is what this, just making the creative brief is not the end in itself. Okay, it needs to be conveyed to the creative group. So as I told you, essentially that discussion has to happen. Okay, marketer, the advertiser, has to pull in himself. When he presents it, he has to literally make them feel your problem. He has to literally make them gauge the challenge. Okay, then only they will sensitize themselves in creating an idea. After the creative brief is generated and the creative team starts working on it, there is a in-between step called creative briefing, which is, I have earlier also explained, here the marketer has to go and explain the brief. And I told you this may not be 1 hour, 2 hour job, many times it passes more than one day. The creative brief is therefore a concrete, but the briefing should be more like a story, okay, very verbal and interactive. So it is, how do you express your creative when you are briefing about it? The account planner should therefore explain the brief in such a way that the creative team feels as if they have himself interacted with the customer, or creative team is able to put themselves in the problem. Okay. The role of a briefing meeting is often underestimated. Many times it gets so casually done, you will not even know. The account planner says, I have briefed the team. But either he has just passed on, or he has just orally over the phone. So then that advertiser has to take care that the briefing has happened appropriately. He or may not be present, but he should ensure that the briefing session has to happen in a very structured manner. It's an opportunity to create a deeper understanding. Okay, deeper understanding about what is required, what are the emotional cues, etc., what are the tasks, what is the challenge, and what is the solution that the client is looking at. The account planner can therefore share details like the product and packaging, the historical, competitor ads. So this we have covered into the content, what has to go as a creative brief. The creative briefing process is a planned process attended by client and creative team. Therefore, client many times insists that our representative will be present, because any query related to market, customer, he is a better person to explain. It is neither a one-sided presentation. It allows a free-flowing discussion. Okay, everyone has a right to ask even the stupidest question, because clarity has to emerge. Post-creative brief, this work starts, where the advertisement copy has to emerge. So what is advertisement copy? After the creative brief is the time to come up with an idea. This ad idea puts in a format known as an advertisement copy. Idea is not just conveyed randomly. Idea, it's not a final creative, but idea needs to be some structured manner to be presented. So that is what is that advertisement copy. Account planner usually prepares it. Okay, he is not a creative guy, but he has to really bring out the message. Okay, so how does he do that? So essentials of an ad copy. So what are the essentials of this ad copy? So this is what has been represented here. It's a 7-point diagram. First starts with the attention. So it has to bring out attention to the core things. It has to confirm. It has to confirm means it has to convey that what is the problem and what is the solution that it brings out. It should be apt, means most appropriate, whatever that idea and how you are conveying the problem and how you are showing a solution, etc. It has to be very apt, no ambiguity, it has to be very clear. Of course, you cannot, because you are putting it more like an ad copy, so you have to be as brief as possible. You have to bring out the assurance of a benefit, like how can you convey to customers that this product will solve their problem. Okay, and has to have a credibility. So how can you bring a credibility in your communication? So that has to be thought through. So that's a development of an advertisement copy. So we will now study advertisement copy and the characteristics of it. We will now study advertisement copy and what are the characteristics that it should have. The core problem identified in the creative brief can be represented in many ways. Characteristics that a good advertisement copy therefore should have. So it's like a preamble to development of a sound creative. So what are the characteristics that advertisement copy should have? So first of all, a credibility. So from where can you bring a credibility? So is there a source to back it up? Then bring that out. It should be attention grabbing. So your keywords, punch, the way the headline is represented, all that brings the attention, the picture, suggestive value. The ad should offer suggestions about the use and utility. So, guy should get an idea about the solution. Okay. And therefore, many times the slogan just plays the role. Memorizing value. So, advertising copy should also facilitate. So, repeat use, or the many times there are cues like, musical cues, or there are some word, one word which has been used that will help you the memorization. Conviction value. Okay, you have to convincingly put your argument that will convince the recipient. Intrinsic value. The ad copy must include persuasive and motivate the consumer. So therefore, it has to have that power in it. And it is not merely just a simple representation. It should teach something to the customer. Okay, it should assurance of a benefit, should provide a recipient of the advertisement an assurance that this is a benefit that is going to get. Brief and clear. The ad copy cannot have too much of a text, too many pictures, etc. Therefore, it has to be brief, to the point, very explanatory. Picture speaks louder, as they say. Apt and confirming. So, a copy must be apt and must match the need. So, ultimately, a recipient is looking at what's in it for me. What problem does it solve? So, it has to conform to those aspects. Advertisement copy, there is a concept called themes. Contain themes or central idea are laid down for the copies to advertise different types of product. So giving you back with when disaster strikes. So that's what, this is an insurance advertisement. So that's a theme. They are taking a disaster striking as a thematization, which is giving you back, means we pay you when you need the most. So you can involve some of this as your thematization. Pride for luxury product, it's a distinctive status. So can you bring that as your theme? Beauty, which is generally for the cosmetic product. Health generally is a theme when it's for the drug, or today, as they say, that post COVID, etc., people talk about hygiene, people talk about their health more better, you know, how they have a resistance power developed, etc. So those kind of things. Economy for claims and for a sale or bargaining products, except purchases, etc. You talk about economy. They are routine item, they are daily consumption item, but yes, customer is getting hard because number of time it has to be used. So if your soap can save you know, the wastage by 20%, customer will appreciate that. Comfort, what kind of comfort does it bring? So here, if it's a fan, you show that how he is relaxed after a fan is started, etc. So you have to thematize about your ad copy. Another point is fear. Many times insurance people bring a fear in you that aapke baad kaun, zindagi ke saath bhi, zindagi ke baad bhi. So you start thinking, yes, I need to protect my family. Here also, disaster. So they are talking about, that's a fear. Okay, then comes the parental affection. When there are things like toys and, you know, baby foods, etc., Complan height increasing, they're all like a parental affection. Every parent is worried about certain aspects about their kids, etc. Patriotism, for people to avoid foreign or imported competitive material to be purchased, etc. Achievement, for products like cement, which helps to achieve the country's goal, etc. So it's like many times here, okay, it's a cement. Many times you show the achievement route, you know, so that your product gets accepted because everyone is aspiring. Car also can show that I have achieved, you know, I have got a promotion and I have got a good car for myself. So there are many ways this thematization can go. Then comes the advertisement copy classification. So there are classification, there are two types. Descriptive copy, very simple and of non-technical nature. Here it does not have any speciality which can attract the attention of the target customers or may compel them to read it. It is very, very factual driven. It provides fact of the matter. Okay, scientific copy, technical in nature and generally used by drugs and pharmaceutical firms. They have a responsibility to protect consumer interest, at the same time their interest. If tomorrow it is found that they have misguided the consumer, they'll end up paying lakhs and millions of rupees. So copy then such in cases will be more scientific. Okay, the third, institutional copy, aims at selling the name of the advertiser. Here corporate name is far more better. Sony or say National, etc., Tata or Mahindra. In that case, that has been put up before. So producing or selling the product, who is the company behind, many times matter. The main objective of such type of advertisement is to create, maintain or increase the goodwill of the product and the brand, so that brand gets the support of a parental company. That's why the institutional copy. Topical copy, this attempts to appeal to the general public. Means it is a general interest communication by linking the theme of the copy with some current event, incidents, current concerns, etc. Reason why copy. So it compels you to reason. Reason why they should like buy the advertised goods, and they should provide that reason to the customer. So that's why it is a reason why classified copy. One more classification of advertisement copy is a human interest copy. We have certain situation in which we deal in certain manner that's of interest to us. So they have given certain subsets of it, which is humorous copy, the fear copy and story copy and the predicament copy. Humorous means some, you know, lighter moment in which you can still convey the message. Fear copy, by expressing the fear and the possible loss, you create an interest. The story copy is like you try to take a slice of life, create a conversation story around. And predicament is like the difficult situation that one may encounter for which your product is offering some solution. So that's another approach. Colloquial copy or conversational copy. Here, like two or more than two people, as if they are conversing, you know, they are talking and then they are trying to convey a message to you. So that's a conversational or a colloquial copy. It uses an informal language and conversation takes place in terms of I, you, we, etc. Personality copy. Copy shows a certificate or a testimonial. So in the sense, it confirms that the information is coming from the credible source, etc. And therefore, it gives a one kind of a influence to the people that who's influencing this. So that's a person who's influencing matters. Prestige copy, usually for a institutional who's advertising it, it tries to enhance the prestige of an advertising. So like if say like this particular program coming to you from say Wellinker Institute, and then Wellinker represents that they are like a pioneers of say management institutes, etc., that will add a prestige. You will get a feeling that yes, this is a very, very dependable, prestigious institution. So if I study from there, I will get a recognition. So that's kind of a thing. Educational copy. Here the effort is to educate person, designed to educate a public at a large. Okay. Where educate on what? Attributes of the product. So how their product attributes, if used correctly, solve what particular problem of the person, but more in an educative manner. Suggestive copy tries to suggest or convey the message to the readers directly or indirectly. It is like a reference is given for you to evaluate. So they kind of represented in a suggestive manner that if this is likely, so then you have to decide whether you are in that condition and you think that that particular solution is working for you or going to work, then you take it. Expository copy. So it's opposite of a suggestive copy. The message is quite clear, very direct, okay, and need no influencing. It is very, very simple. It doesn't stress your mind. It directly tells you what the solution brings for you. Questioning copy as a series of questions expected to be answered by the reader. So it is represented in a manner that it logically understands the questions that a customer has before the decisions, and it tries to solve that by in a text that is there, it tries to answer that. So let's understand outcomes of a good creative brief. So account planner should be in the end achieve the following. I am taking in a clockwise, the first on my extreme left that I have taken, inform the creative team about the target market. Okay, whom are you going to address? Create a stepping stone for the team by providing a background. So if they are getting a background clearance. Okay, idea generation has to be facilitated. So like there has to be enough and more cues that gives a creative team an idea that where the probable solutions are lying. Then going to the next box, which is on the top right, the creative brief helps in discarding off-track discussions. It keeps the conversation aligned to the main problem, main communication challenge, main communication objectives, etc. Coming down, evaluation of the creative brief. The account planner needs to ask for himself, is the creative aligned with the client's goal and values? So the brief that is developed, will it help him to achieve the client goal and brand values? Does the creative distinctly position the client as unique? So that's what he has to check. Then last, once the creative brief is approved, it is a useful tool for getting the member of the team to start working on the project. So how does it help the output? The designer and the art director uses all the insights and the information given to bring out the creative thoughts. The writer is able to write a copy. And the production is therefore able to visualize, and therefore they can script the videos. They can script certain in the digital world, a certain slide movements, etc. So they can visualize how 3-4 slides movement will convey the message, etc. So this is how the outputs are aligned with the good quality brief. So to sum up, what we have started to understand is about the creative brief. So great advertising is the ability to capture the imagination of your target audience. Advertising is a promotional vehicle, weapon. So it's part of that promotion mix Okay, and therefore, a good advertising keeps the consumer emotionally connected with the brand. Advertising is the essential marketing activity without which sustenance, even in the crisis time, is not expected, not likely. Base of doing good advertising is the creative brief. Creative brief is a catalyst, which is the mentor is the account planner who is a catalyst and creates a creative brief as a bridge between advertiser on one hand and the agency on the other hand. It has to cover practically so many aspects, right from the problem which has compelled you to develop this solution to what the solution is. So what is the aimed position, what is the message, how the message is to be directed, who's the target audience, etc. What is the market condition, what are the competitors, what have you communicated in the past, what is the past positioning and the changes that has happened, then about the company and what is at stake, the opportunities, so various aspects has to come out. So therefore the right copy, right creative brief will help to get the right advertisement developed. So that's where the entire aspects of advertising copy that we have understood. So with this, we complete this chapter. Thank you.